Well, first of all, us, just like yourselves, have not received any official communication. All we have seen are reports in the press. We've been trying to get an official letter, but in all the state-run media, it was run, and also in the media which is pro-government. So it would appear that there is such a letter.
Some people are saying the government can revoke a diplomatic passport of any citizen, especially when there is an ongoing criminal case against that person. What are your views about that?
Well, they've got it totally wrong. Firstly, the passport that His Excellency Pierre Banda has, he has because of a specific act of Parliament, which is the Benefits of Former Presidents Act, which sets out what former presidents are entitled to. And in that act, one of the things which he is entitled to is a diplomatic passport for himself and for his spouse. And the act also has a section which sets out how and under which circumstances the benefits are not payable. And perhaps to quote for you, a former president shall be disqualified from the benefits conferred by this act if he had ceased to hold office on the grounds of willful violation of the Constitution or for misconduct, or if he is convicted of an offense and sentenced to imprisonment for a term exceeding 6 months. Now, none of those apply. So you cannot take away those accrued rights because the law states under what circumstances that can be done. So those people claiming that the state can take it away obviously don't know what the law is. And apart from that, there are precedents which are there because some people are saying, oh, since he's facing criminal charges, then they are in order to do so. Quite apart from what I've just read to you in the Act, there is a precedent of former President Chiluba, who was facing criminal charges, and at no time was his passport ever, his diplomatic passport ever taken away or revoked. There is also President Kaunda. A lot of people may have forgotten that President Kaunda was actually arrested and prosecuted for treason charges. And during that time, his diplomatic passport was never taken away. That is because the law doesn't allow for that. So in the past, we have seen that the governments which were in place followed the law, but it would appear that this government doesn't care about the law and is just ignoring the provisions which are there.
So are you saying that a government basically is contravening the Constitution if indeed the report in the media can be believed?
If the report in the media is correct, then certainly they are in breach of the Zambian law.
Does that mean that it's only an act of Parliament that can cancel the former president's diplomatic passport?
It is only under those circumstances that I read out for you earlier that the passport can be revoked. Not to follow that procedure makes it ultra vires.
Will the former president seek legal redress?
At the moment, actually, when this was announced, he was away in the eastern part of Zambia. But I believe he must have returned by now. So we will obviously take instructions from him as to what he would like us to do. In fact, today, Friday, we'll be meeting him.